to the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the field of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. On the last, out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountain, wild and high, hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep wherever they be. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the field of sin. Bring them in.
Praise the Lord. Turn over to page number 281. 281. Amen. What are we going to tell them? We're going to tell them Jesus saves. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves. Jesus saves, spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, bear the news to every land. Climb the steep and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye highlands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Earth shall keep her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Verse 3.
Sing above the battle strife. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph for the tune. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Amen. On this last last verse, lift your voices on Jesus saves. Amen. Make it where they can hear it when they ride down the road and think, what's wrong with them crazy folks in there? Amen. Verse 4.
Give the wind a mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves, this our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Amen. I'm thankful that he saves. And that's what this week is about. Amen. It's about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we're excited about you being here. We've got several of our folks that are out sick right now. Brother Tim Ellis, you notice he's not here. He's sick also. And I appreciate Brother Joe Coley coming over and preaching for us this week. So he's going to be preaching. Appreciate our missionaries being here. And our church, we need to pray. We got a lot of folks that are out. So please, please pray one for another. But you that are here, thank you for being here. And we're looking forward to what God has for us this week. And so we're going to go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Then we'll have a few announcements. And Brother Martin, would you open us in prayer tonight, brother? Brother Ring,
you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon us. We're so thankful that Jesus saved. We're here tonight because Jesus saved.
Yes,
Lord. We have to pray you'll touch us in this meeting, Lord. It'll be a blessing to you, Lord. Touch Brother Joe as he preaches and those folks that have seen and just everything said done will be pleasing in your sight, that you'll be high and lifted up.
Yes, Lord.
Burden for missions will be increased, Lord God, strength. Once again, we just thank you for your blessings. Thank you for this church, Lord God. We love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. You may be seated. Good to have you here tonight, Brother Ring. If y'all would come get ready to sing one or two for us real quick. And good to have our missionaries here with us tonight. We'll have a couple more coming by tomorrow night and be in the meeting with us. And again, pray for our folks. We've got a lot that are out, so please pray for them. But we're thankful that you're here. And for all of our visitors, we have a bag in the back. It was put together for you. And so if you would tonight, please go back there and get the one with your name on it before you leave tonight. It's got some stuff in there for you and a little note in there. And so please go by and get that tonight after the service. But tomorrow night and Friday night, we'll have a meal at 5 o'clock for all of our visitors. So 5 o'clock, if you'd come and eat with us in fellowship. And then at 6:30, we'll start the service both those nights. Then Saturday, Hayden is having their festival, like a lot of towns are right now. And they got a big car show they're doing. So we're going to try to go down there and give out tracts and do some witnessing down there. And I'll go ahead and tell you, everybody in Hayden is saved. Yeah. Well, just ask them. They'll tell you. They're saved. But then when you ask them how they know they're saved or what are they basing it on, you'll get all kind of stories. And so they got to realize they're lost before they can get saved. But we would like for any of our missionaries that are here with us, if you would go out with us on Saturday and go hand out tracts and witness and just and get with our folks. We try to go out as regularly as we can and knock doors and things like that. But it's a privilege to be able to do it with missionaries. And so if you would go out with us on Saturday, and we're going to do that. It's from 9 to 2 is the festival. I don't know that we'll be out there the entire time, but we'll probably try to get out there about 9:30 or so. And just give out tracts and talk to people. So, and that's from 9 to 2 on Saturday. Then 5 o'clock will be our service Saturday. And then we'll follow that up by a meal for the whole church and everybody to stay in fellowship. So we're looking forward to that. And so we're thankful that you're here. And if you need anything, please let me know or any of the folks of our church. But ask Brother Ring if he'd sing a couple for us. Then we'll have a couple missionary updates tonight.
Amen. Well, good evening. It's good to be here tonight, and it's been 4, maybe 5 years since we've been here, because our lovely Prime Minister shut the country down, amen, but we're here now, and it's good to be here, good to see folks again, and all right, I guess we're going to try to sing.
Amen.
This is called All of the Praise, and if you're privileged to be saved here this evening, he is worthy of all the praise. And you know, that's the idea of missions, is to get as many souls into the fold so that they can praise the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm just thankful that he counts us worthy. Is that thing on? Everything's gone? Oh,
my life was hopeless, I was destined to die. But that's when you found me, and you heard my cry. The others who were cleansed have gone their own way, but I've come back to praise you. I want to say thank you, because of your love I've been changed. Jesus, you're worthy of all of the praise for all that you've done. I've come to say thanks. You changed me, you healed me, I'll give you the glory. Jesus, you're worthy of all of the praise.
Yes, he is. Amen.
I could never repay you this debt that I owed. I asked you for healing, but you made me whole. I'll never be the same since you changed everything. Every day that I live, I'll lift up my head. hands, and I'll thank you again and again.
Jesus, you're worthy of all of the praise for all that you've done. I've come to say thanks. You changed me. You healed me. I'll give you the glory. Jesus, you're worthy of all of the praise.
My life had no meaning, but today I'm redeemed.
That's right.
Because of your grace,
evening. I know that all of you can remember the day,
yes, sir,
that you called on his name and what a change it made in,
yes,
your life, what a change it made in,
yeah,
in my life. But there are several out there who've never called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to do our part. Say, so what do we tell them? We tell them exactly what happened to us, saved by the grace of God. Amen.
It was a little white church where my daddy was raised. It was an old-fashioned preacher on that warm summer day. When the choir sang, "Just as I am," without one plea, I could feel the Savior calling me. It was love. From heaven he heard, just a little boy, clip on tie, down on my knees, at an old-fashioned altar, where I first believed. It was love that bought me, and grace that sought me.
Washed every sin away. Hope that filled.
Amen. All right, we're going to try to have a couple hear from a couple different missionaries each night. And one of them is going to be, Lord willing, one that we currently support. We'll get an update from one of them. And Lord willing, Friday night, that update's going to be live from Papua New Guinea. Yeah. All right. And so, but these others are not live. They didn't want to get up at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning. So, no, that they would have. I didn't ask them to. But we're going to show one tonight. This is Brother Lee Cadenhead. We support him. He's doing a good work there. So we're going to let him give an update here via video. And then after that, Brother is it Munoz?
Yes.
Munoz, right? Something close. Okay. He's going to come tonight and share his burden for Honduras.
Amen.
Amen.
Greetings, Pastor McAfee, White Oak Independent Baptist Church. We're excited to hear about your missions conference this week, and we pray that it's a wonderful time. This is Brother Lee Cadenhead reporting to you from Zimbabwe, Africa. I want to give you just a brief update about what's going on with our family here in Southern Africa. Things slowed down for us a lot in the month of August as we waded through our first national election. It can be a very tenuous time here in Africa. We're grateful to have that behind us and things settling back to some normalcy, including jumping back in with both feet into our regular schedule of outreach programs, including in the rural areas surrounding the city of Matara here where our family is located. We've started a new outreach just lately to a place called Burma Valley, which is going quite well. We are also ministering in a place called Chigadora to a group of Christians there that are keen to learn the Word of God, helping actually a pastor and establish work there on a weekly basis. And then we're going into a place called Manu Village. This location is, they started a Bible study when we were coming out there. It's a good distance from our city. They're now meeting on a weekly basis on Sundays. It's like a preaching point, but the potential is there in the future to develop into a local church. We're going into Nyamgani Village. They are ready for a weekly Sunday preaching point, so we're working out the logistics with that, but a lot of potential there. We go every Wednesday morning to preach to minors in a place called Penalonga. We've started doing regular evangelism and public preaching in a place called Wasomba. So there are a lot of outreaches that are going on in the surrounding rural areas. And then a lot going on right here in the city. We're doing local college ministry at Fairmount Teachers College with the prospects of getting into another local college in the near future. So we're thankful for that. And then our local church here, Cornerstone Bible Baptist Church, just turned 6 months. And so the Lord is continuing to bless our efforts here in the city. We run about 40 adults and another 30 children or so. Speaking of children, we have a children's ministry that my wife is doing on a weekly basis. We actually go to 3 different locations. On Saturdays, we go to a place called Federation, another place called Sukuba, with some very, very, underprivileged children, we could put it that way. And we're having more than 100 kids come to each location to hear a Bible story, play some games, sing some children's scripture songs. And so that's really a blessing to our hearts. Another place on Sunday afternoon and called St. Joseph, where we have about 30 children come out each week and hear the Word of God. So we're grateful for the children's outreaches. But our local church, Cornerstone Bible Baptist Church, we continue to press on, trying to get the work established here. Just in this last month, we've been hearing from some of our men, giving some of the men an opportunity to preach a short sermon on Sundays, giving them some pulpit exposure, and also gauging the gifts and calling of those that we have in our midst, and it has been a blessing so far. Just a Sunday a week ago, actually. We had four adults that were saved on a Sunday morning, dealt with one-on-one, one-on-two. Two of those were a married couple. One of those was a relative of a church member, and another, the fourth, was a student from the college ministry. And all of them confessed Christ after being dealt with about the gospel following a church service on Sunday morning. And then after that, for the first time, we did a public outreach immediately following our Sunday morning service. We had over 20 of our adults go into the highways and byways there nearby the church, which we meet in town, and held up scripture signs, preached publicly. We've got more on the horizon, more outreach on the horizon, but the thing that we're perhaps most excited about is reinforcements in the way of laborers and literature. The Cody Rich family is scheduled to enter the country on 25 October. We're thrilled about that. The Stephen Mustard family has made their permit application. They're down in South Africa awaiting the results of that. So God's put together a team here. All of us are out of the same church and have known each other for years. And then we've got some literature on the way. Some literature to be utilized in local schools has just arrived in Durban, the port in South Africa. And then the Rich family also has a container coming in with 100,000 chick tracts, John and Romans, King James Bibles, and discipleship material. So a lot of good seed that we're excited about sowing here in Lutari, Manicaland, all over the country. Again, thank you so much for your prayers, for your support for our family, and praying that you have a wonderful missions conference. There is fruit abounding to your account here in Southern Africa. God bless you, White Oak Independent Baptist Church.
Amen. Amen.
We appreciate Brother Cadenhead, and been doing a great work, hit the ground running over there. So, all right, brother, if you come and introduce your wife, and no children yet, but one on the way, right? two on. Wow. Amen. And we got this back on, Brother Nick, here, and introduce yourself, brother. Whenever you're ready, he'll start your video for you. So, yes, sir.
Hola, ¿cómo están? That's my first language, and I'm still learning English. My name is Minor Muñoz, and my wife, Anna Muñoz. We are in Honduras. I grew up in the capital city in Honduras, and my dad was called for the mission field, but I had my own calling, but I want to say a little bit of that. My dad, when we lived in the capital city, he had a really good business. He worked with leather. He made many things. He had a leather shop, making belts and purses and things like that of leather. Things for animals, dogs, and for people too. So, and my mom was working for a very good company over there. They were making a really good money. My dad had many good plans in that moment. Like his plan in that moment was to continue building the second floor in his house, and then to buy a new car and many things like that. And during that time, two people up in the mountains in the south, we were living in the north. Two people from the south were calling my dad, "Hey, Augusto," that's my dad's name, "Augusto, can you please pray for us? You know, we were trying to build a church here and to work with these people, but these people, they are really hard, and they are really religious. They were destroying everything we built, so it's a disaster here. The pastor is not here anymore. He left, so could you pray for us?" And my dad was praying and praying and praying until, and he didn't know that the Lord was calling him to the mission field. So when he realized that, he talked to my mom, and he said, "Well, we need to buy our things and then to use that money to build up in the mountains."
Wow.
And even if they didn't belong to a mission board, they were missionaries using their own money.
Amen.
To work for the Lord. And actually, they are still doing that.
Amen.
So and he continues using the belts and things like that. That's why we brought some belts that I grew up making belts. You can see the belts in that table in the corner. So and then we moved from the capital city where we had everything, almost everything, like good environment, you know, grocery stores, banks, and good water, power, many things. And then when we moved to the south, it was exactly the opposite. We didn't have anything. We didn't have good water to drink. Actually, we were drinking water because my grandpa had to dig a hole on the land, and we were drinking water for many years from that hole in the water, so water from the mountain. And then we didn't have a grocery store over there. Wow. We lived for the things that they grew up in the land, like beans, rice, potatoes, and we were eating chickens because they, you know, it was like farmhouses over there, yeah. And eggs from the chickens. I was talking to a farm guy. I don't know if that's right what I'm saying, but I'm trying to think. Okay, so I was talking to that guy here in the state, and he said, I asked him, do you drink milk from the cows? And he said, no, we don't do that. We just have cows, and we kill the cows, and we eat the meat. Well, I told him, in Honduras, we drink the milk from the cow. Yeah. I remember many days over there with my cup of coffee, and my grandpa was to change the color of the coffee. And so many things like that. We lived from everything that they grew up in the land and animals. We had to eat rabbits and iguanas and many things, many more things that maybe you don't know, many animals. So, and then when I was 20 years old, another pastor that he was a very friend of us, he left the church that he was the pastor in. So my dad said, I need to go and help that church, but you need to be in charge of our church. And I was just 20 years old. I was crying every day, praying, oh Lord, I don't want to destroy what my dad has done for 20 years. Yeah. But the Lord was so gracious, and yeah, he was so good. And after that, I didn't know that the Lord was preparing my life for the next step. So the next year, another pastor passed away. He left the church, and many families left the church. And my dad told me, well, you need to go and help that church. And I was just 21 years old in that moment. And from that on, I have been in the same church as a missionary pastor for 7 years. Amen. So you're going to see some pictures. Amen. When we moved from the capital to the mountain, it was, you know, really bad. Many times I was looking for the light, the power, and it was not there. Yeah. When I was in need to go to the bathroom, and the light was not there, and so you will see many things like that in the video. So thank you.
We were married in July of 2022. The Lord has blessed our little family, and now we are expecting twin boys in December. When I was a child, my family was called to a mission field to a tiny village called Santa Teresa. I grew up involved in all ministries of TVs, and I got saved when I was 15 years old. After that, I attended Bible Institute for 4 years. For many years, it was our goal to have our own Christian school to reach young people with the gospel. So I entered the university to get my degree in education. I currently teach seventh grade in our high school. For the last 6 years, I have been working in different ministries as a missionary pastor in Choluteca, Honduras.
Born and raised in a Christian home, and received Christ at the age of 5. In March 2007, the Lord called me to missions. In July 2014, I took my very first missions trip. In July 2019, I was able to visit Honduras for the first time. In January 2021, I moved there full-time, where I work at New Life Christian Church and School as a bus route worker, Sunday school teacher, and bilingual school teacher. My husband and I are currently missionaries sent out by Charity Baptist Church of Pensacola, Florida, and Heartland Baptist Missions, also Pensacola, Florida.
The Lord called me as a missionary pastor after a good friend, Pastor Carlos, passed into the presence of the Lord. Since then, I have been teaching the people of our area, discipling, baptizing them, working in medical brigades, reaching more souls, planning camps once a year for teens, and Bible clubs in different areas. We have been running in high school for 2 years. I was also able to start Bible Institute to train new laborers for the ministry. My wife has been in charge of our latest ministry, heading up Bible studies and a yearly conference. We have been able to encourage young people in our country towards missions through missions trips. Thank you for your support and prayers for us.
Thank you.
pastors, deacons, missionaries, pastors' wives, raised up through our Bible Institute and training, and also for mission trips where our students can experience firsthand what missions is all about. We also desire to complete our school building so that we can open a bilingual Christian school here in Choluteca. In Santa Teresa, it is our desire to continue to build new classrooms to accommodate our growing student body and bring the hope of the gospel to this secluded mountain village. Would you please pray for what God would have you do to help us in this endeavor?
Does anybody have any questions? Brother? All right. All right, Brother Ellis, will you bring your family and come sing for us before Brother Joe comes? And appreciate that. The Lord's doing there in Honduras. Thank the Lord for a second generation Christian. Amen. To preach. And he gets fresh milk for his coffee. You can't get that at Starbucks. We appreciate them coming. So, Brother Coley's going to come preach as soon as they get finished, and I'm thankful that he was able to come over. Pray for Brother Ellis. He'll get feeling better. And I know we're missing so many folks from our church tonight, so we need to pray for them. But I'm very thankful the Lord allowed us. We have a small church, and the Lord allowed us to go over 85,000 this last year in our faith promise. And that is, I'm very excited about that, man. To God be the glory. God can do what He wants to do. Amen. And I know He's blessed our church because of the area of missions. We first started the church, man. We picked up three missionaries when we first started. Brother Ellis talked to him when we started it, and he recommended that. We did that, and it and took off running, and God has blessed it. We're so thankful for it, but we're still here. There's still work to do. And so we're praying God will stretch our faith. We got these faith promise cards, and the next couple nights we'll talk more about them, but I'm going to put these out on this table, and if you would, for our church, pick one up, begin to pray over it, and we'll probably start handing them out the next couple nights. But be praying about what God would have us to do this year. And I know every year, it's said every year, but there's people that already know what they think they got. And if you got an answer from the Lord, praise the Lord. But if you know just because you sat down with a pen and paper, then you need to take a step back and pray and ask God what He would have you do this year. And it's not you that does it, it's Him. Faith promise is just asking God what He would give through you. And so many of our folks know this, and I appreciate you being here tonight. So please be in prayer. They're going to sing a few for us, and Brother Joe is going to come preach our first night here.
When Satan tries me again, and he asks me what I'm worthy of salvation from my sins, and after all I've done, why should I get to live? And this is all that I could say to him. So if you ask me why, change in me there's been, then I'll just smile at you and say again, go ask the blood, ask his grace. I'd say go ask my sins, but they're gone without a trace. So ask the cross, ask the tears, says I am clean. The empty tomb says I have victory. Go ask the blood, ask his grace. I'd say go ask my sins, but they're gone without a trace. So ask the cross, as the crimson flood, why don't you go ask the blood?
Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 9, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And I'm thankful that because of his blood, that I don't have to face his wrath, and it's not in anything that I've ever done. It's all through his blood. And that's what we need to tell the world, that God's blood is what they need, Jesus' blood. And that there is something that's real out there, and Jesus' love is real, amen. We actually wrote that song last year while we were here at the missions conference. My papa made a statement. He said that some of y'all are sitting out there doubting. Amen. And what you need to do is just go back and ask the blood about it. Amen. Quit trusting in anything you've done, because it's not what you can do. It's all Jesus. It's all about him.
That's right.
Well,
Good to be in church tonight. Amen. Amen. I appreciate the Lord letting us come. And he stuck out his hand and he handed me a $50 bill. And we weren't in a mission conference. We were just at church. And I was just kind of shocked. I didn't know the young man. I didn't know who he was or who his dad was, mom was. But he gave me that money. And I said, "Thank you, son." I put it in my pocket. And then I dropped my head and I said, "God, what are you giving this to me for?" God said, "You knucklehead," in his polite and charitable way. He said, "I'm not giving it to you." He said, "I'm giving it through you." Amen. And I promise, that thought did not leave my mind. And someone stood up about midways in the back on that side and he said, "Preacher, I know this is out of order, but I wanted to mention something tonight. We got a missionary family here and their hot water heater's messed up. And they're having some other problems and I wonder if we could help them tonight." And God had sent that young man to give something through me that he'd never give to me. Well. Amen. I want to talk to you tonight for just a few minutes about the... It's on now. Thank you, brother. I want to just take a few minutes tonight. Probably may read more than I say, but I preach. I wonder if we could just take a few moments tonight and just let me just say this before we go any further. I know Brother Tim's been coming here for years. I'm not going to say something to you haven't already heard. I believe in Faith Promise Missions.
Amen.
Our church practices that. We give every year. We have a mission conference. It's the most important. Matter of fact, it's the only business meeting we ever have.
Amen.
That's our business meeting for the year.
Amen.
To decide what we're going to do with God's money. Amen. And that's what it's all about. I want to just look at the big picture tonight for a few minutes. And I believe we'd just read some scripture and just see what God thinks about it.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just look at it and see. Tonight, I think if I could just get it across to you for just a few minutes. What our purpose is.
Yes, sir.
Why are we here? What is it all about? What does it matter? Amen. And let's do that tonight. Let's look at some scripture. Take your Bible tonight. Turn to Psalms chapter 67. And we'll start there. Psalms chapter 67. And we'll try to do this quick, fast, and in a hurry. And get out of your way. Amen. But I want to just take a few minutes tonight and talk to you about what is our mission. What are we doing here? What is this about? This is the most important meeting you're going to have this year.
Amen.
Amen. And God's heartbeat is souls. God will, I promise you, give through you what He'll never give to you. Amen. And it just depends on what you're willing to do with it. And we'll talk more about the cards tomorrow, and we'll pass those out. But if you want to get one, do that as well. But I'm here to help. I just want to be a help. Amen. I thank God for missions. If God will let us live, I'm going to be going. A couple other preachers. And I'm about it. I want God to do something in this world. It's going to hell. Amen. And but I think if we could just take a minute tonight and realize what it's all about. Is it all right if I take my coat off? if you will, Psalms chapter 67. And while you're there, let me just, I want to turn and in chapter 4, listen to verse number 11. Most of you can quote it. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and power, for Thou hast created things and for are and created. You forgive me tonight. I've been complaining all week about a little summer cold I've got. I'm trying to fight that. And then I found out Brother Tim got the COVID. So I said, thank God I'm not in that bad of shape. So I do not have COVID, but I am fighting a little cold. But in Psalm chapter 67, what is this all about? What is our mission? And our mission is to introduce the only living to the world. That's what it's all about. The Bible says in Psalm 67, look at verse number 1. The Bible says, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us. Selah. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that, aren't you? Hey, can I ask you a question tonight? Has anybody been blessed? Has God done anything for you? Has God blessed you? Amen. Has God been good? Amen. I tell you, I'm one tonight to say God has been good to this old boy. God has blessed my life. God has met every need. Look at me. I have been living off the gospel for 35, 36 years. I mean, every dime taken care of, every bill taken care of. God has supplied. What else He's done? He's let me see the whole world. Isn't that amazing? On Him. God has been good to me. God has blessed you. Amen. God's been good. Is that all right? Are you glad you're saved tonight? Are you glad you're born again? How many of you's washed up tonight? Isn't that good? Can I make a statement? I don't know if you realize this or thought about it lately. I do not go to hell. That's a pretty good deal if you ask me. Considering what I've done in this world, that's a pretty good deal. Hello? You're not going to keep up with me, brother. Amen. And look with me. I want to show you something. Now watch this. The Bible says in verse 2 that thy way may be known upon the earth. See that? Thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. That's what it's about. That's what you were put here in this world to give glory and honor to God. Amen.
That's why we're here. That's our full purpose, that your life would bring glory and honor to Him. Everybody all right? That's our purpose for being here. I don't have any problem with that because I'm saved. I'm born again. Did I mention God's been good to me? God has been good to us. Amen. Has God blessed you? Listen, I don't care who you are. I ain't letting you sleep tonight. Amen. I said God's been good to us. God has blessed us. Now, so God, I thought about it like this. If I could get this world to know God like I know God, they'd love God. They'd praise God. If I could get them to know Him like I know Him, they'd worship Him. They'd serve Him. Are you listening to what I'm saying, folks? It's not a big thing. It's not a hard thing. It's just getting others to see how good God is to you. How God's been to you. Is everybody all right? Has God been good to you? Has God blessed you? Then just give it to somebody.
Yes, sir.
You'd be surprised how many people out there that want what you got and don't even know it.
Yes, sir.
I said, if they knew. The problem is they don't know. Hello? They ain't got a clue what's going on. They don't know what we're about. They don't know what we're up to. As far as they know, we're wallowing in the floor speaking in tongues. Hello? Giving honor to the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you, God deserves our praise. God deserves our honor. God deserves our glory. Amen. I'm going to show you tonight just real quick. By the way, I'm dispensationalist Bible believer, King James Bible believer. Everybody all right? And I'm going to show you in every dispensation, or most of them, it's all the same thing. God uses men to reach men. Everybody all right? Look, I want to show you. Look at what's been. The Bible says in verse 3, the Bible says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let people praise thee. Have we gotten complicated tonight? Does anybody not understand what he's saying? God is worthy of your praise. Amen. Everybody all right? Aspirin, it'll be all right. Bible says in verse number 6, then shall the earth yield her increase. God, even our own God, shall bless us. Isn't that good? God, verse 7, shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fill. That's what it's all about. This whole thing is about getting others to get what you got. Hello? Everybody see that? Amen. I'm talking about what our mission is. It's to introduce the only living God to the world. That's what it's about. Amen. That the world might know your God. If the world, you ought to say this to yourself. If they knew the God I know, what would they do?
Yes, sir.
Right.
If they knew the God I know, they'd praise Him.
Right.
Say, how you know, preacher? Because I praise Him.
Amen.
If they knew the God I know, they'd give Him glory. You know how I know? I give Him glory. Amen.
Amen.
I've been pastoring for 25 years, and I told God when I started in the same church I'm at right now, I said, God, but if you'll help me, I'll never rob you of your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
I'm helping. I'm trying to help you tonight. I'm telling you, that's all. It's that simple.
Yes.
It's all about letting them get what you got.
Yes, sir.
Make it contagious.
Right.
Get out there on them. Hello? Now listen to me. I realize there's two kinds of people in here tonight. There's some can go, and there's others that's got to stay by the stuff. It's just that's the way it is. And God set it up that way. Because if everybody went, who send them, amen? We got to have somebody to work and send them. The reason you got a job today, if you're saved, the reason you got a job and work is not to provide for your family.
Right,
it's not to buy a car and a house.
Right.
The reason that your purpose tonight is to give to missions, amen. And if you do it for God, God will take care of your family and your car.
Right. Hey.
Yes, sir.
We're missing that thing.
You're right, preacher.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to help you. I'm not trying to hurt you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If I could just get others, if I could get this world to know the God I know, if they could just meet the God I've met, if they could love the God I've loved, if they could see the God I've seen. Are you listening to what I'm saying, folks? And it's the same. I don't care where you're at. I don't care if it's in the Old Testament. I don't care if it's in the millennium. I'm going to show you God does the same thing. What is that, preacher? God put you here and saved you and put breath in your body so you would give Him glory and praise Him and give Him to somebody else. Amen. That's our job. That's what it's all about. Let me show you places real quick. Everybody all right? I said, if a man knows God like I know God, if you know God like I know God, look in my good eye, you'd worship Him.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You'd love Him.
Amen.
Bible says, if a man knows God, the same is known of Him.
Right.
What do they know about you at work?
Yeah.
What do they know about you at work?
Yeah.
Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Don't have a... Amen. I'm trying to get you to see something, folks. If we could just get the world to know the God we know. That's not hard. You think about something that you really enjoy about God. Going to church and pray. Maybe it's worship. Maybe it's singing. We got some pretty good singers in here. You folks growing up. Brother John, last time I seen y'all, I thought they was like that. But these are men now. Hey, they're grown. Listen, look at me. Time is evading us.
Yes, sir.
It's slipping away.
Right.
What have you done with Jesus?
Yeah.
What have you done with Christ? That's all that matters.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing else matters in this world. Not where you live and how much money you have in the bank and who you know. Amen. It's all about knowing Him.
Yeah.
Amen. That's all it is. It's not hard. God didn't make this hard. He made it so the simplest minded person in the world can grab a hold of it. God did that for us.
Amen.
Amen. We may come back here just a minute. I want you to look at 1 Kings chapter 8. And let's see how Testament. There's missions in the Old Testament. Look at it. We'll just read a couple verses here, a few verses. Missions in the Old Testament. 1 Kings chapter number 8. Find your place. 1 Kings chapter number 8.
Amen.
This is missions, Bible missions in the Old Testament. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. Look at verse number 41. In 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse number 41. Everybody there?
Yes,
Bible says, moreover, concerning a stranger. Uh-oh. Anybody know any strangers? That is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake. For they shall hear of thy... Watch. Here's what they're going to do. Watch. For they shall hear of thy great name. Isn't that good? And of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm. When he shall come and pray toward this house, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth thee for, that all people of the earth, look, folks, that rereading it. That all people of the earth may know thy name.
Amen.
You know what they're saying? God, if they just knew you, right, they know you.
Amen.
If they could just see you like we see you. If they could feel you like we feel you. If we could just get them to understand like we understand.
Amen.
What a great thing it would be. You say, well, how you know they won't? They won't it. Let me, can I tell you something? Can I help you? It's put in the heart of man to worship something.
Yeah, right.
Every man in this world is going to worship something.
Yes,
everybody's got a God. He's going to worship something. Right. It's your job to make sure that you get him to the right God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
To the living God. Look at what it says. The Bible says, verse 43, that all people of the earth may know thy name to fear thee as do thy people Israel. And they, that they may know that his house, which I have builded, is called by thy name.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Let me read a few more. Verse 44. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shalt pray unto them, and shalt pray unto the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house, then hear thou in heaven, and their prayer, and their supplication, and maintain their cause. Look at verse 49. Then hear their prayer, and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. Look at verse 59. The Bible says, and let these my works, wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require. Now watch. Look at verse 60. Watch it. Look at it. That all. How many?
All.
Wait a minute. What? Hebrew.
Yeah.
All. That's a Hebrew I'm talking about. Now the word all, in case some of you not versed well, the word all in Hebrew means everybody. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Everybody. Everybody's anybody. And somebody could be anybody. Anybody want to be somebody? Anybody can have him. Amen. Watch it. Wait, let's do it again. That all the people of the earth. Is any of that any explanation? That all the people of the earth. Watch now. Watch. May know that the Lord,
yes,
is God, and that there is none else.
Amen.
You know what God said? God said, I have not called you. I have not asked you. I have not commissioned you. Listen to me. Look in my good eye. It is not your job to save anybody.
Right. Right, preacher.
I heard a story one time about a missionary that was in Africa for 25 years and never won a soul. But you know what he did, preacher? He told everybody.
Amen.
And everybody there knew. God didn't say go save them. God didn't say you had to win them. It's not your deal. That's God's deal.
Yes, sir.
God said, what I want you to do is make sure you tell them.
Yes.
And leave the choice to them.
That's
not your business.
Right, Richard.
God said, but if you can make them see the God that you love and how much he loves you and how much he's blessed you,
amen,
and how much he's helped you, and how much he's done for you, and how much he's saved you, and how much he's kept you out of hell. He said, then you might get some. Yeah. Are you listening to me, folks? But you know what he said when it came to the world, the whole world, all the earth? Tell them all.
Yes, sir.
Tell all of them. Want the whole world to know. And so they'll stand before God, and God says, and they're without excuse.
Right.
No excuse. They can not going to get a chance to give excuse. They're going to be found guilty. They're already under condemnation. Hell is already their home. Are you listening to me, folks? It bothers me. Relatives and friends, and they come to me. You know, I can't forgive that person. I said, why can't you? Well, you don't know what they've done to me. You don't know how bad they've hurt me. You just don't know what I got family members. They just can't, for some reason, it don't register. And I said, you don't understand. You don't realize what you've done to him.
Yeah.
You have no idea. And I said, all right, so now you can't forgive them. They hurt you, didn't they? Yeah, you just don't know how bad they hurt me. You don't know how bad they've done. You don't know what they've done to me. I can't forgive them. I just can't get over it. I said, that's fine. But don't forgive them. Let me get you to think about something. If they're lost, they're going to pay for it forever. And ever. And ever. When you read in your Bible. Everybody all right? Look at my good eye. When you read in your Bible. When the Bible says. And so and so and so and so forever. That means at least to the end of the tribulation. Listen to me. But when it says forever and ever. What does that mean, preacher? That means forever and ever, and ever, and ever. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Sometimes in the Bible, when it just says one forever, it just means to the end of the age. Check it out. But when it says forever and ever, there's a reason he does that. Everybody, right now, you need to look at your pastor and see if I'm telling you right. Amen? Yeah. Forever and ever means no end. You know, can I tell you something? Can I make an announcement real quick? Do you know how long I'm saved for? Forever and ever.
Amen.
And I just think I'll throw one more ever in there. Just some cream on top.
Amen.
Hello? Everybody all right?
Amen.
Don't have a cow. I'm just trying to help you. Amen. Hold your head back and swallow. It'll go down. I'm talking about forever and ever. I'm saved. I'm never going to hell.
Amen.
I can't go to hell. God said, it wasn't my doing, it was God done it.
Amen.
It's God. God has saved me. Amen. Yeah. God put it on the inside. Now I'm supposed to work it out. What he put in there. Listen to me, folks. Everybody all right?
Yes,
everything. Need from God, you got it when you got saved. Oh, preacher, if I just had a little more love, you don't need no more. Well, if I just had a little more patience, you don't need more patience. Everybody all right? Well, preacher, you know, you don't. You got, listen to me, there's 9 fruit of spirit. When the moment you got born again, you got it all. All you needed. The problem is not that you don't have love. The problem is you don't give it out.
Yeah. Right.
You see, that's what he meant when he said, you give from your need. You give from your poverty. Everybody all right?
Amen.
That's why he said, look at me. That's why he said in Luke 6, give and it. He didn't say finances. He didn't say money, did he? He said, give and it What do you mean? I mean, whatever you need, give of it, and you'll get it back.
Right.
But I don't think you understand.
Amen.
Well, preacher, they ain't very nice to me. Well, I got an idea. Why don't you be nice to them?
Right. Yeah.
My wife just don't love me no more. Hey, look at me, sucker. When did you stop loving her?
Amen.
The command was for husbands to love your wives.
Yes, sir.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
The problem is, I gave you everything you need the moment you got born again.
Amen.
How many of you know what a water spigot is for? Anybody know? So water afloat? No, it's not. That water's always flowing. That spigot's there to stop the flow. Are you listening to me, folks? Get a hold of this and help you. That fruit in your life that God put in there is supposed to always be flowing out.
Right. Amen, preacher.
You hear me? What we've done is we've put a water spigot in there.
Right.
We've cut it off. And it don't flow anymore.
Amen.
Everybody all right? Listen to me, folks. I'm just trying to help you. I'm telling you, if I could just get the world to know the God I know.
Amen.
If they could just see the God I see. If they could just have the God I have. What a difference it would make in their life. You know what? That's the answer. That's it. And we got some folks here tonight. We got some folks that's missionaries. This going here and going over yonder and going back there. I say glory to God.
Yes, sir.
God does that for a purpose. So we got some that's going and some that's staying.
Yes,
and the ones that's staying is supposed to be helping the ones that's going.
Yes, sir.
Supporting the one. Is that hard? That's faith promise.
Amen.
That's what it's about. That's what he's doing. Now listen to me, missionaries. Look at me. You missionaries, look at me. Don't you get up here nonchalant without a burden in your life,
right,
and expect them to get it.
Yeah. Amen.
Don't expect them to help you if you're not willing to help yourself.
Right. Amen.
If you can't get up here and if you ain't heartbroken over them people you're going to, they're not going to get heartbroken over them.
Right.
I'm just trying to help you. You'll be all right.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Well, we've seen it in the Old Testament. Let's look at a real quick. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Let's look at the message of missions. Go Psalm 72, please. Quickly. Psalm chapter 72. We saw the missions in the Old Testament. Let's look at the message of missions in Psalm chapter 72, verse number 15. Psalm 72, 15. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Seba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth. Watch, verse 17. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. Everybody see that? And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed.
Amen.
Isn't that good? I'm talking about the message of missions. Amen. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time there, but go back to 67 quick. 67, hurry. 67. I want you to see a couple more things real quick here. Here's missions. Really, this is missions right here described in the millennium. Amen. Look at chapter 67. Look at verse 1. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Lord, give us one more blessing.
Right.
And cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Watch. That thy way may be known upon the earth. Amen. Thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee. Oh God, Let all the people praise thee. And we're going. That's the reason we're sending them, amen. That's the whole purpose for it. Yeah. God might get praise out of your life. Now listen to me. If you got problems, come to the house of God and you can't lift your hand or praise God or sing a song for God, I'm telling you, you're going to have trouble giving somebody else to do it.
Right. Amen.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
We see missions in the millennium. We see let's look at Isaiah 48 quickly. Isaiah 48. Amen. Look at the mercy of missions. Everybody all right? Chapter number 48. And look at verse number 9. Isaiah 48 verse 9. The Bible says, watch, here it is now, watch. For my name's sake will I defer my anger. And for my praise, I will refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Isn't that something? God said, if you just pray me, you know what's going to happen in the tribulation, folks. Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
An angel's going to fly through the sky. You remember Paul told me, except me, you're an angel. That's because he said that. And preaching of the gospel. Everybody all right?
Yeah.
And say, what's he preaching? He's preaching what I've just been preaching to you now. Fear God and give him the glory. That's what he's preaching to him. Amen?
Amen.
That's not our gospel. Death, burial, and resurrection is our gospel.
Right.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help you. I'm just telling you. It's not the same. Things are going to change. And an angel going to be flying across. And I thought to myself, God, you know, the angel wouldn't have to do that if we'd done our part. If we did our job, he'd be without work. Amen. What you're looking at right here in verse 9 is the mercy of missions. Amen. Let me read it again. For my name's sake will I defer my anger. In other words, God said, I'm going to set my anger aside. Amen? And for my praise, will I refrain for thee? Be not off.
Amen.
God said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a deal with you. I'll save you if you'll praise me.
Amen.
Look in my good eye. You can't beat a deal like that. If you knew what you had weighing against this world, against your life, if you knew what was facing you, you'd take a deal like that. Anybody would. I'm convinced with all my heart, preacher, I'm convinced with all my soul that mankind, if they really understood, if they really knew, there's nobody that wouldn't want to go to heaven.
Right,
if they really understood,
right.
If they really knew, if they look at me, folks, look here. If they knew the God I know,
yes, sir.
If they just only knew Him,
right.
I promise you. Are you listening to me? There's nobody in his right mind, nobody with soundness at all. No, you know, when you hear these idiots out there going, "Yeah, we're gonna party it up in hell," they ain't got a clue, brother.
Right.
They don't have a clue what they're talking about. Hell is an awful place. It's a real place.
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
Heaven's a glorious place.
Amen.
Who wouldn't want to go there? Not in their right mind.
Amen.
Everybody all right? Okay, let's wrap it up. I want you to see the majesty of missions. I want to show you two verses, we're done. Three verses, we're done. Everybody okay?
Yes,
I want you to go to Luke chapter number 4. Luke chapter number 4. You know the story? You know the story? Lord Jesus was baptized. John, and then he left and he went up in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Led by the Holy Ghost. Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Am I good so far? He went up there and the devil came to him and tempted him. Remember that? I want you to see this now. Watch. I want you to see what he says to him. And I'm not. We don't have time to do it all, but I want you to see this. Now watch. Verse number 5. The Bible says, and the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world. Now watch. Now, you can read that in several Gospels. Right. That's the thing. But Luke 4, verse 5, is the only one that'll tell you that when the devil spoke to him, Luke's the only one that says, in a moment of time.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? And here's what God wants you to know. I don't care what it is you have in your life tonight. I don't care how good you have it, how good you think you have it, how great things are at home, how wonderful things are at work. Whatever the devil offers you, it's only for a moment.
You're right, Richard.
It's over. If you live to be 80 years, 90 years, 100 years old, that's 100 years old. Jimmy the Cricket said, I'm going to live to be 103. Okay, then what? 103 is gone.
Right,
in a flash. It's just, look at me, it's just a moment. The devil said, if you do this, if you'll bow down, I'll give you all these kingdoms in a moment of time. He showed him. Everybody all right? I'm telling you, I don't care what the devil has to offer you tonight. I don't care what it is. Good job, good money, good. It's only for a moment.
Yes, sir.
Look with me, please, Ephesians chapter 2. The Bible, Ephesians chapter 2. I want you to see this, folks. This is great. I'm talking about the majesty of missions. What is the Bible? Hath raised us up together. And made us together in heavenly places, watch, in Christ Jesus. Watch now, that in a moment of time.
Yes, sir.
Right. Is that what your Bible says? Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. That in the ages to come. He might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us, watch, through Christ Jesus. God said, if you want what the devil's got, it's just for a moment. But what I'm offering you is for ages and ages and ages. And I'm going to display you in my glory. In all of my glory and splendor. Throughout all the ages. They're going to look at you and see the grace of God. And how you have given me glory. And I'm telling you tonight, folks, if this world, if they only knew our God. Now, I don't know about you tonight, but our church has trusted Brother James to take God to the Indians. He's going out there. And he can't go out there and work a full-time job and try to win souls. So he's going on a mission field. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And so God let us have some jobs back here so we could send him some money. And if we'll send him money, God will take care of our homes.
Yes, sir. Amen.
God will never. Are you listening to me? Never give to you what he wants to first give through you. But God will take care of you.
Yes, sir.
And supply all of your needs.
Amen.
If you'll put him first in everything. I promise you that, folks. Listen to me, folks. I'm a living testimony. I had a man tell me one time I quit my job. I was working in the nuclear plants. I mean, dressing out, going in these nuclear plants, making big bucks. That's back in 1980s. Making big bucks. And I walked away from it for the gospel. Just because I knew that was God's will. And I had my best friend, a preacher, sit down across from me. And he looked, pointed his finger at me. He said, "Brother Joe, you're a fool." He said, "God ain't in this. You're going to shipwreck your home." That scared me to death. I went home, got on my knees, and I prayed. And I said, "God, I know this is a bad time to mention it, but I got a house payment due Tuesday." Next day, I had one meeting on Sunday evening. And I just preached a little message, and we got ready to leave. And people coming out shaking your hand. Church gave me a little love offering. And a little lady came up to me, and she said, "Preacher," she said, my son was in Vietnam and had this problem, that problem. And he left some money when he died. And he said, "I want you to take this and use it to help America." And she gave me a check, stuck it in my pocket. And I got my wife, started to hospital, see my sister was in hospital. We forgot about the check, and then we got about halfway to hospital. And my wife said, "What was that check that lady put in your pocket?" And I pulled it out, and I said, "Here, look at it." And she started crying. I said, "What's the matter with you?" She said, "Well, nothing. God just paid her house payment. And he's been paying it ever since." Look at me. Listen, folks. Less than a month later, that same preacher that shook his finger in my face, and he said, "God's going to shipwreck your home. It ain't in 100 miles of this." We met his wife in a grocery store. She broke down in the aisle crying. And God allowed us to buy their groceries. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I went home. I got on my knees. I said, God, if you'll help me, give me mind. I said, I'll never question you again about this. I went and told my wife, I said, "You see that drawer right there?" I said, "You open that drawer, and every dollar that comes in, every dime that comes in, you put in that drawer. Every bit of it." I said, every time we got to pay a bill, take it out. And I'm telling you, in almost 10 years, are you listening to me? We never saw the bottom of that drawer. God supplied every need. All we had to do was just do what he said. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. And he's added. Now I got a mother-in-law at home visiting with us for several weeks. And sometimes I want to say, "God, that's enough." Listen to me, folks. If we could just get them to know the God we know, they'd give him praise. They'd worship him. They'd love him. Look at me. Can I help you? I'm done. I'm closing. Look at me. Can I help you? Can I tell you something? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. I love Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God that he came by my way in an old alcoholic rehab. More about that another day. Thank God for salvation. I'm telling you, if we could just get them to see the God we serve. If we could just know him. If they'd ever meet him, they'd never leave him. Everybody all right? Would you stand with me? Brother, you want to come? All right, maybe we can play some song or something. All right, listen, folks. I don't know what you need to do. If you're a church member here tonight and you haven't started praying, don't leave it up to your finances. Don't try to budget it. Please don't do that. I'm asking for once in your something by faith. Amen. Jesus said, when I come, shall I find faith on earth? He said that right in the middle of two prayers, two teachings on prayer. Why don't you talk to God? It might be that God's got an answer for you. Listen, you know what I do? I take the first answer He gives me. Just say, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
How much do you want me to give, monthly or weekly or whatever? Whatever it is. Well, God, what can I? And then when He tells you something, run with it. Don't argue with Him. He'll raise it. Just do what He said.
Yeah.
Just trust Him. God is asking you to trust Him. He's asking you to put your faith in Him. Now, you've been bragging on Him, talking about Him, coming to church, worshiping Him. Why don't you trust Him? Listen to me, folks. He's trustworthy. You can trust Him with everything you got. Please do it tonight. While others are praying, while she's praying, if you need to come, you come tonight. Find the Lord.
Remain with our head bowed and eyes closed for just a moment. The world needs to hear about our great God, about a great salvation, a great peace. We all have a testimony. If you're saved, you've got something to talk about. And church, we're thinking about Faith Promise missions this week, and as Brother Joe said, our annual business meeting and the time that we set aside to talk about this thing and pray about what God would have us to do. And we're so thankful what we've seen God do this last year. Our church has had ups and downs of sickness and people leaving, but man, God's been faithful. God's been faithful. We have testimonies in here that we could give about the faithfulness of God and about how He's provided when it didn't make sense. In church, we want our missionaries, and we've got good missionaries that we support, and we got some this week presenting their burden. We want them to go and tell the world about how great of a God we have. But I want us to remember that we need to do that locally. We need to do that here. I've been preaching along those lines here at the church. I mean, everybody we come across ought to know how good of a God we have. There ought not be one person that we open our mouth and speak to that's not left with a gospel witness, left with a gospel tract, left with a testimony. Somebody down the road, somewhere down the line, told you about it. It might have been parents taking you to church faithfully. It might have been somebody that gave you a track or gave your granddad a track. And in my case, it was somebody a preacher that went by on a bus route and told my dad about Jesus Christ. Offered to play a game of basketball with him. He got saved, and now look where we're at today because of the grace of God. Because somebody came by and told him. In church, we need to remember that we need to be faithful to tell what God has done for us. Hey, man, you can look up here. I appreciate the message tonight. I'm so very thankful Brother Joe was able to be with us. It was last minute, and I'm thankful for it. And God knows what He's doing. Amen. And so we're thankful that you're here tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, for all of our guests to come eat. And then 6:30 for service. We'll have some more folks coming in tomorrow too. But we're thankful that you're here, church. Please pray one for another. I tell you one thing: this meeting that we're having, this business meeting in the area of missions, the devil doesn't like it. I mean, he's been trying to stop the gospel forever. Since the very first man and woman showed up, he's trying to steal God's glory. The preacher preached tonight. That's what it's all about. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Like even lost people should praise Him. Amen. They have breath in their body. And the devil's been trying to steal God's glory ever since. And unfortunately, he's been successful with some so-called Christians of stealing God's glory. Why? Because their jobs got it. Amen. I got quiet again. But the devil's going to do whatever he can to hinder this meeting. Period. He hates this one more than anything that we do. And I don't want him to win anything. Amen. So I want to be obedient. If we're obedient to God and we worship and praise him, he's worthy of it, isn't he?
Yes.
Amen. We ought to worship and praise him. No matter what happens, we ought to worship and praise him. Amen. I appreciate all of our visitors being here tonight. And I don't know your backgrounds. I don't know what churches you're from. But God's worthy to be praised and worshiped. Amen. And I pray that our church can see some other folks that love God and want to praise and worship him and do something for him. So thank you for being here tonight. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. And tomorrow night we'll be back. Brother Jonathan's family will be with us through Friday night. And we're thankful for them being here as well. Brother Jonathan, if you would, close us out in prayer tonight. And we'll be back tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And so for all of our visitors, please come and eat with us and fellowship. Let us get to know you a little bit. And then service at 6:30. So invite somebody to come be a part of the service, Brother Jonathan.
Lord, thank you so much for another day, Lord. Thank you for this service and being able to meet together, Lord. Thank you for your plan of salvation, Lord, for your sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, Lord. And thank you for allowing men to be a part of spreading the gospel
yes.
to the world, Lord. We bless you for that. We know that you're a holy Lord and you're above all. Lord, we love you tonight. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen. All right. If you're visiting with us, preachers and missionaries, please go back and get your basket in the back before you head out tonight.